There are some important public messages we do need to get across today. Bit of bad weather on the way. How bad will it get? Well, Tony Truenard from Blue Skies Weather has hopefully some answers for us. Tony, good morning.
Hi there, Chris.
Nice to speak with you again. Let's just cover off the weather for today. A little bit overcast, not too bad. What's the forecast for Christchurch for the rest of today, Tony?
Well, it's going to rain. And I think, you know, there's rain about now and that will continue through the rest of the day. The rain is reasonably widespread across Canterbury, so it's not just Christchurch. And really, I think most people are perhaps interested rather than concerned, but interested to know how much is going to fall, because the ground is so wet that any rain that falls is going to run off into the rivers and streams and drains very, very quickly, which means the risk of some further surface flooding starts to become a reality. So it's very important, I think, that why people are concerned about the weather today to keep an eye on how much rain falls. The way it's looking to me is a little bit like the last weather system we had. I think the heaviest rainfalls will be south of Christchurch, sort of between Christchurch and Timaru. We could be looking up to 20, 30 millimetres of rain, maybe a bit more there. I hear Met Service have put out a warning of up to 50 as a possible figure too. So that's something that's got to be a little bit concerning for those parts of the Selwyn District and down towards Timaru, which got pretty heavy rain, you know, just recently, a week ago. For Christchurch itself, I'm seeing just a little bit less rain than that. The heaviest rain probably during the daytime today and easing off this evening.
So that's good news. There was some concerns regarding, was it wider areas of Canterbury over the weekend?
The weekend looks good, but I think tomorrow is going to be an interesting day.
Yeah.
Because the air is going to get a lot colder over Canterbury tomorrow. And I heard your weather forecast just after the news there before Met Service talking about snow down to 400 metres tomorrow. I'm picking it's actually going to come down a bit lower than that. Ooh. I would say 200 metres, which could put some snow showers onto the Western Plains and onto the Port Hills. You might even see a few sleety showers passing through Christchurch at times tomorrow. So I'm not expecting snow to accumulate on the ground, but just the odd flake floating past in a brief snow flurry or brief shower during the morning tomorrow. I'd emphasise, though, that that's showery, not continuous rain or snow.
Okay.
So most of the rainfall that's going to be an issue with potential flood complications is going to fall today. It's going to break to showers tonight. The weather very much lighter, broken showers tomorrow, and they'll clear late in the day. So I don't think the weather's too concerning tomorrow. Obviously, for farmers that have got stock, snow is always a worry, because the lambing's just beginning, I think, across the Canterbury Plains, and certainly calving has begun. So for those people who've got animals outside, that's obviously a bit of an issue. We may see a little bit of transport disruption tomorrow as well, Chris, in terms of the passes, snow on the passes. So that could be a factor for people as well. But this weather event, not really as severe as the one that we saw a week ago.
Okay, good information to have, though, nevertheless. Tony, for more information on the weather, we can get in contact with Blue Skies Weather.
Absolutely. Find a number in the white pages. Give us a ring if you need forecast set up, or check out our Blue Skies Weather Facebook page as well. And just before I go, Chris, I will say, you know, there is some indication, it's a long way out, some indication in the modelling data that around this time next week we'll be looking at another significant rainfall event for Canterbury. So we're not quite out of the woods yet with this one that's starting today.
Oh, and of course, isn't next, I'm just looking at the, oh yes, next week is the 1st of August.
Yeah.
Tony, that's exciting. I know you hate saying this, but I'm excited because I know that the 1st of August means, well, I'd like to pretend at least anyway. Thank you very much. Beautiful blue skies weather, because it's springtime, right?
That's the theory. The theory is that winter stops on the 1st of August, and that's what everyone's calendar says. But, of course, Mother Nature has other ideas, and I suspect this year we're going to see a reasonably significant weather event again at the end of next week, because we're in that sort of week-to-week pattern at the moment.
Yeah.
And so maybe winter won't quite stop on that date this year.
Mother Nature knows how to pack a sad, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tony Truenard from Blue Skies Weather, thank you very much for your insight this morning.